This show is supported by State Farm. You have insurance for your home, your health, and your car. Why don't you have insurance for your small business? So many small business owners think they don't need or don't even know about small business insurance. Protecting a source of revenue is one thing, but so is protecting all of your hard work and your team members. State Farm agents are all small business owners too, so they know how to help small business owners choose personalized policies that fit their budgets. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
Hi, I'm Alex L., and I write books for a living. The Hey Girl podcast was created with sisterhood and storytelling in mind. Hey girl.
Hey girl.
Hey girl.
Hey girl.
I'll be sitting down with some phenomenal women to discuss love.
I believe we grew distant out of love of some type, like, yeah. I don't want to hurt you.
Loss.
Really don't know what's going to trigger that feeling of grief in any moment.
And a topic very important to my work. Self-care.
Freedom is self-care. It's not about pedicures. It's not about clothing. It's not about trips.
Join us as we journey through sharing together. Today on the show, I'm sitting down with a close friend of mine named Nikiba Corinaldi. She's a pretty amazing human being. She's thoughtful, she's innovative, and she's creative. We're discussing everything from owning a small business, to living in New York City, and everything else in between, like self-care, being a fiancé, and the transitions in life. This is Nikiba. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Hi, Nikiba. Thank you so much for joining me today. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, boo?
I'm doing good. I can't complain. I'm really excited to have you on the show. It's been a long time coming, and you have some big things happening in your life, so I am excited to be able to dive in and kind of unfold those layers. But before we go any further, please introduce yourself to the Hey Girl listeners. So who are you, and what do you do?
I am Nikiba Corinaldi. I am a creator. I created a podcast called Beyond My Title. And during the day, I am a sales advisor, and I also am the founder of a skincare line called Cori Renee.
Let's start with how you ended up in New York first, and how you started growing Cori Renee, and kind of the ebbs and flows of being a business owner and having a traditional 9-to-5 in the midst of all of that.
Yeah. So I went to school in upstate New York at Syracuse University, and I moved back home after graduating, and I was like, okay, I am from Columbia, Maryland, so we're super close in communities back in Maryland, and I knew that I wanted to move to New York City, and I pretty much was really just, you know, determined to just make that happen no matter how. So I moved to New York City in 2012, and I pretty much secured a nice little retail job on Fifth Avenue, and that was like my ticket to New York City. I was like, you know, I'm gonna move to New York and figure it out, and it has been a journey of learning and discovering and failing and succeeding and just really everything in between. Like, when I first moved to the city, I was like, you know what? Instead of supporting another business selling watches, why not invest in, you know, just really helping my uncle with the rebranding of his store? And my cousin was running the Brooklyn location, and I just decided, hey, you know, I'm new to New York, I live in Harlem, let's hop on this A train and go to downtown Brooklyn every day and see what that commute is like and just learn more about the community. So I had the opportunity to work with Nicholas Brooklyn, and I actually ended up meeting my fiance there a few years later. So it was a really, really just unique experience, just because I got to really see what Brooklyn is like. You know, when I first moved to New York, I lived in Harlem. So I lived in Harlem for 5 years, and it's a completely different community experience, you know, just the walking down 125th Street, you know, you can go to on 116th Street, you have like Little Africa, you know, there's a lot of Senegalese restaurants, you have so many different experiences that are unique to Harlem. So in working in Brooklyn, I had a completely different experience each day, going from, you know, traveling from my home, getting on the train, and then getting off in downtown Brooklyn and walking to work each day. So that was a really, really great experience. And it opened many doors for me.
I want to go back and talk about you meeting your fiance at Nicholas, because first of all, I had no idea that that's where y'all met. And that is so, that's so cute. And it's also very just telling of like how we've evolved. And we talk about this on our own personal time, but just like where we've been, where we are, and like all the stuff that we've gone through to get where we are. So let's talk a little bit about when you met your fiance and what point of your life were you in when he came around?
Yeah, wow. So that time, wow. So one of the really interesting things about being in Brooklyn, and then specifically at Nicholas Brooklyn, I really got to meet all different types of people coming in there. So, you know, when Olu came in to Nicholas Brooklyn, I probably was on like my third date for different guys that would come to Nicholas Brooklyn. And, you know, all the different sisters that I know that would come through, they'd be like, yeah, girl, he's a good one. He's a good one. So I was just kind of like, you know, when I met Olu, I was like, I don't really know about, you know, we can go out to dinner, but I don't really know what this is going to be like. By the time I did meet Olu, I kind of was like, you know, I was dating and I was just also not necessarily getting let down by guys, but I kind of was just like, you know, I ain't got the time for this. Like when he approached me, I was just like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah, sure. So I really didn't pay him much attention when I first met him, but over time, you know, we started to become friends and we went on a hike together. We got lost together. That's pretty much like when I was like, oh, this is different. Like we're going on a hike. Never been on a hike before. So the things that we would do together was very different. And that's one of the things that I really appreciated about the friendship that we were, you know, that was blossoming between the two of us.
This show is supported by State Farm. Insurance is a part of any solid financial plan. Making sure you have the important things in life covered is one of the best ways to give yourself a little breathing room when things go awry. It's important to protect not only your business, but yourself as a business owner and all current and future team members. State Farm agents know what it takes to run and protect a small business because State Farm agents are all small business owners and they live and work in your community. So they're deeply attuned to what's happening with other small businesses in your market. If you have a small business and are interested in making sure you're protected, reach out to your local State Farm agent to learn more about what you need. They'll help you find the right policy at the right price for your business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
Do you love discovering new products? Are you a beauty and fashion maven constantly on the hunt for the next best thing? Ever read about or spot something online that you've always wanted to try but never have? Then you might love FabFitFun. It allows women everywhere to discover new products as well as including rave review and must-have brands that you know and love. It's like Christmas four times a year. Stumped on gift ideas? FabFitFun is also a great gift for someone you love. You can surprise your mom or sister with this awesome summer box packed with great items. Do you have a daughter who's going to college, maybe? Or a friend who's a new mom? FabFitFun is an awesome care package. My last box came with this beautiful lotus towel. It was blue, and it's shaped like the flower, and it has a gorgeous design in the middle. That's something we've been laying out on the deck and relaxing on for a few weeks now. So what I love about FabFitFun is that they offer full-size products, no samples of anything. Every box is guaranteed to have over $200+ in retail value. The summer 2019 box has a total retail value between $269 to $467. That's fantastic. Treat yourself with items in it, such as the Sutra Professional Mini Travel Blow Dryer, the beautiful Vicks Paula Lotus Towel,
or the West Elm Indigo tie-dye bowls. Many of the product's individual value is more than the entire cost of the box. You can customize your box by choosing some products and some add-ons with each one. Or you can be surprised. It's great for discovering new brands and new products. What a better way to shop. I'm looking forward to my next box because they're always so different and packed with things I can actually use. I like to share the items in my box with my 11-year-old. She's really into skincare these days. We recently got a clay mask and a foot mask and a body scrub. She loves them all. The FabFitFun 2019 summer box is on sale now. So sign up for FabFitFun today. These boxes always sell out. You can use my code HEYGIRL to get $10 off your first box. All you have to do is go to FabFitFun to sign up and get started. Use promo code HEYGIRL to get $10 off your first box. That's over $200 for only $39.99. Go to FabFitFun.com and use my code HEYGIRL to get $10 off your first FabFitFun box.
I'm so thrilled for the both of you. And just to see, you know, to backtrack a little bit, just to see how far you've come in your growth as a woman, as a business owner, it's been extremely inspiring. And just, you're always, what I really admire about you is that you're always rooted in love and care and compassion. And I think that that's something that's very rare to always encounter somebody who is just trying to see the bright side and the love side of things. And I know that that's not always easy. So I do want to talk about just your trials and tribulations that you've faced as a business owner, as a partner, as a daughter, as a sister. You've gone through so many ebbs and flows, and I guess I want to ask, how have the losses and the letdowns in your life helped mold you to continue to stand in love and appreciation for what you have?
Absolutely. That's a really, really good question. I lost my brother when I was 4 days shy of my 12th birthday. So I would say that in losing Andre to a really untimely, tragic death, he was 18 years old when he lost his life. He was an innocent bystander. And I would say from losing him, I was able to gain, like our family was able to gain so much from, you know, his energy. He always a positive person, known as a peacemaker, you know, extremely grateful, very simple, just in his approach to life and not really needing much and just really being grateful for, you know, everything. So, you know, just grieving and losing him at such a young age just really made me appreciate life. And it also just made me realize that, you know, of course, nothing is promised and that you really just have to live your truth. And I want to live my truth. I mm-hmm. want to support and, you know, uplift people because we're all in this journey and you just honestly never know what's going to come. And I also just really want to, you know, just build community because it sucks to feel like you're alone in anything that you're going through in life. And I was able to gain so much strength from the community that I had at a young age when we lost Andre. Like when we lost Andre, we gained so many of his friends, so many people that he touched their lives at such a young age of, you know, 18. And it's just reminded me that like, no matter your age, no matter your title, no matter how you identify, you have the ability to make an impact, whether it's one person, whether it's, you know, just so many people. So it's definitely shaped me into the woman I am and just how I walk through and just navigate in life. Like, you know,
it's like, you know, a lot of us feel like we're supposed to be a certain place at a certain time, but I feel like, you know, for Andre, it's like he lost his life at 18, but he touched so many people's lives at such a young age. And that to me matters more than, like, you know, what my job is and all these different things that, you know, oh, I didn't reach my goal or I failed at this or, you know, whatever. So it's just, it's made me have a really different perspective on just where I am and where I want to go and the types of communities I want to be a part of and the energy I put out each day. You know, like, it's, life's too short to just walk around, you know, being negative Nancy all day, complaining about this, that, and the third. And, you know, don't get me wrong, I complain. I'm not positive every day. Life isn't perfect. You know, life's hard. It's been really hard, I would say, between, like, this year, you know, the past year has probably been the hardest year for me since losing Andre in 2001. So,
yeah,
you know, life is life. That's one thing my grandpa always says. You don't just never know what life is going to give you. But I really strive each day to just have an attitude of gratitude, to really, you know, just be, this year my word is intentional. So I'm really trying to be intentional about everything that I'm doing and, you know, the energy that I'm putting out to the world and creating more. And just it's been really interesting, just have it, shaping a year from through a word. This is the first time I've ever done that before, so you know, it's I'm learning, but Andre taught me so much.
I recently started wearing a new bra by Third Love, and I absolutely adore it. Did you know that breast shape matters when you're finding a good fit? I didn't. Third Love uses data points generated by millions of women who have taken their Fit Finder quiz to design bras with breast size and shape in mind for a perfect fit and premium feel. I found the Fit Finder quiz really helpful when I was picking out my Third Love bra. I didn't know I was wearing the wrong size for so long. I think what's really awesome about this is that over 12 million women have taken the quiz to date, and it's actually a pretty fun experience. I answered a few simple questions and I found my perfect fit in about 60 seconds. Third Love offers more than 70 sizes, which is more sizes than most other brands, including their signature half cup sizes. Not only that, but Third Love is convenient. You can skip the trip to the mall, find your fit with their online fit finder, order, try it on at home. No more awkward fitting room experiences. What really sold me on Third Love was the 100% fit guarantee. Every customer has 60 days to wear it, wash it, and put it to the test. And if you don't love it, you can return it. And Third Love will wash it and donate it to a woman in need. Third Love's team of expert fit stylists are dedicated to helping you find your perfect fit. Fit stylists are available every day to help via text, chat, or phone. Returns and exchanges are free and easy. What's not to love? Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now, they're offering Hey Girl listeners 15% off of your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/heygirl to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/heygirl for 15% off today.
With your business and the different hats that you're wearing, what do those things teach you about self-care? And how does being someone who works a 9-to-5 nurture their creative heart at the end of the day? Because that used to be such a struggle for me. And I know I've spoken to a lot of women and they're like, girl, yes, I love that thing, but I cannot even focus on that thing because I'm so tired after work. So how do you balance keeping up your creative heart, right, and your creative endeavors and your businesses and being an employee for someone else? Like, where does self-care come into play for both?
That is huge. For me this year, discipline has like opened my eyes to just being like, just the personal growth and just being disciplined has been so crucial for me over the past year. One thing I will say, probably like 3 years ago, I focused on Corey Renee full time. And one of the things that I realized from doing that was that at the time I was not disciplined enough to be able to, you know, bring in enough revenue to the point where I'm able to sustain my business without having any other, you know, flow of income coming in. So that was a hustle. That was a grind. That was a lesson learned, as far as like knowing when you're able to leave your 9-to-5 and go and, you know, work on whatever it is that you're doing, entrepreneurship, you know, just really diving in deep full time into that. So, to piggyback off of that, to answer the question of how do you balance? Yes. So self-care is something that looks different literally every day. Like for instance, I'll give you yesterday. So yesterday I'm at work 9-to-5 or I think it's 9 to 6. That's what they have us. That's what we're doing on the contract. It says 9 to 6. So that's interesting. But so I was stressed out at work yesterday, and how I incorporated self-care into my day is that I did some deep breathing. I've been creating these little aromatherapy essential oil inhalers. So I've just been using those, you know, like I'm incorporating it by going outside to get some fresh air, you know, like it could be walking across the street. It could be sketching, you know, some type of wedding dress. I'm not a designer, but I just sometimes just start sketching things. So just, it could be so many different things. And it's really just embracing whatever it is that gives me joy. It could be me, you know, putting some different herbs in a bag to go make some tea, you know, like it could be so many different things. But one thing that I have noticed with self-care for me is it's really creating. So it's just, I just squeeze it in however I can, you know, and yesterday was a long day, took those deep breaths. By the end of the day, I went to the gym, felt so much better than I did, you know, hours earlier in the day, and keep it moving. So it's definitely a balancing act, but I've been so much more committed to it, especially with the amount of pressure and the amount of hats that I'm wearing right now. You know, over the past year, I've become the primary caregiver for my father. So that's been a title that has now become a huge part of my life, you know, talking to doctors, scheduling appointments, if I can, making it to appointments. And it's just been so important to me to treat my mind and body and soul to whatever it needs, because I'm handling a lot right now.
Before we wrap up, I would love to get your thoughts on what you would tell your younger self. If you could tell her three things, lessons that you've learned along this wild journey, this blooming, beautiful journey of yours, even when it's hard, right? Especially when it's hard, I should say. What would you tell her?
What would I tell her? What would I tell myself? I would say that life is a journey, and, you know, just remembering to treat it as such. You know, it's not a race. It's just, you just have to take it. Some days you take it day by day. Some days you're planning for it long, you know, well in advance, but just really recognizing that life is a journey and just remembering that. I would tell myself to, I would remind myself how important it is to nurture yourself first rather than putting other people before yourself and all the self-care that you need to do for, you know, just making sure that you're not burning out, making sure that you have everything you need. And I would tell myself that oftentimes the answers that you're looking for are right within yourself.
The Hey Girl podcast is a member of The District Productive, produced by Paul, Woody Woodhall, and me, Alex L. Music by DC's own Kokai.
Thanks to State Farm for supporting this show and helping our listeners protect their businesses and lives. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.